killing each other, raping each other increases, as while as they are benefiting out of us from our own resources, our own minerals, we are here abusing each other, using our own culture, and the businesses we are transacting are very, very negative. Now, I don't want to literally be preaching to the audience right now, but okay. Now, let us talk the positive. How can we now implement? Because I know right now, we are talking to the elders.
Yes.
And these elders, it was called an elders forum.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Where there was an elder talked to us about that they are creating a forum. How now they can start to address these negatives and also transform them into positive as a collective board of elderly and also youth involved too. So give us more tips of now how can we have seen the negative in the thing, yeah? Now, how can we now transform this and bring it to its positive dimension so that we can benefit spiritually, physically, and on the level of our business sector so that we cultivate positive businesses through the same Imbalu and Kadodi dancing or culture or festival? Throw some few points there.
Yes. Actually, this would be a very good initiative, and I know around the circles there are people who we are looking forward or discussing that, so that actually this culture of us, a very rich culture, by the way, rich culture, rich heritage, that actually we can benefit out of it. If I'm not mistaken, it's the one of the richest, you know,
and I know it could be the one that influenced the Brazil Carnival. Do you know that Brazil Carnival is one of the biggest festival? When it literally takes place, it draws a lot of people.
The samba,
yeah, the Brazil festival, the samba, and all this. It has similar
that's true,
yeah, similar activities in it and similar dancing in it, yeah. But it's one of the biggest, yeah. You could say that it could draw in a lot of revenue for us black people, but the problem is that our revenue also, as money comes in buying alcohol, buying prostitutes, that money doesn't last.
Yes,
because it's not adding value
to give you an example.
It's stripping us.
I want to give you an example of BAT, British American Tobacco. It was actually one of the biggest income earners to our nation through the sale of cigarettes and what. You remember there was actually a factory just right here in town, in Kampala, on Jinja Road. And they were making billions and billions of dollars. But because of the negative impact,
it was actually, community
and
human health
they had actually to discourage it. And that's actually why they have moved it away from even here in the center. And like in Uganda now, and many countries all over, they are not actually encouraging advertising and encouraging people to smoke. And yet it is one of the biggest, you know, companies or whatever that actually brings in resources. So even as we look into this, we also actually we need to look into people's health and the outcomes. So I believe some of those forums that are coming out to make sure that this culture is improved, they are also actually looking at it in that angle. So and for this to succeed, we need to bring different stakeholders on board. We are looking at the religious bodies or faith-based bodies. We are looking at the political leaders, politicians. We are looking at the civil society. We are looking at the government, civic leaders. And we're also looking, different NGOs who are like-minded, and then opinion leaders, you know, like some of us and whatever. But also some families or different family heads, more especially those people who really, who are exemplary and who command respect. And really their interest is not just selfish for what they are going to gain in, but they are looking at the entire community at large.
Bigger picture at large.
So I think this will be very good. And we are looking at the culture. And yet actually our culture is rich. It's not only actually Imbalu or only Kadodi. It's just we have the food, We have actually, like in Uganda, when you talk about Kamalea, the bamboo shoots, this is a very important actually source, but also it can actually be a raw material that actually can be used. We can actually use bamboo shoots in different food, you know, it can be in sumbis, I mean, these cakes, it can be in a different way. And then we are looking at the bamboo, the trees themselves, just like actually what the Chinese are doing. Then we look at our dressing, the sceneries, we are looking at our communities, and then actually the stories, like actually there are some professor and one elder in Imbale who have written the proverbs. The proverbs, we are very rich in proverbs, local proverbs in our, you know, and they are harnessing them just, and then storytelling. We are also rich in that. There is a lot actually that we can actually do as far as our culture is concerned, but you find that people are just only running with this and leaving actually the rest. And yet as culture, even the drums, we have different drums and we have different true tools that we have been using from time immemorial, which we have picked up from our ancestors, and all this can be packaged very well.
Compiled up
very well, and then so as we sell our, than actually only looking at Imbalu, and in most cases, people, sometimes those who run after that, they actually looking at only the negative, you know. They are so much interested in the negative than actually the positive, that they want to promote the negative side than actually promoting the positive side. But we believe with government on board and the cultural institution,
And also the moral teachers of morality in our community and being on board. Yeah?
Yes.
Because sometimes in politics, there's too much opposition and argument about this group winning and everybody having a democratic voice.
Exactly, that's it.
The one who plays the louder voice or
the
louder
one
drum,
who takes it.
The one who takes the platform. So sometimes politics loses purpose. When it comes to Africa, then you're just giving loud people, abusive people, the ones who shout most, you give them a platform to exercise it.
Exactly.
While those who have a point that they can say something positive, they really don't push themselves by trying to platform themselves, but rather these are people that we should choose and give space. So when I talk about leadership that brings in morality, it's very important. So we look into that leadership that brings in morality in our society.
Yes.
People who care about the good of the culture.
Of the culture, yes. The good of the people.
The good of the people. And also the morality of God. Because it's God who said, be good. If we don't put in God who says, be good, man, we don't even know what good is.
Yeah, that's
we literally
true.
Don't know what good
that's
is.
True.
So you have to cut a deal and a companionship with he who says, be good, be righteous. If he said it, then somehow he can involve it in our characteristics. So
we
can't exclude him. Yeah, leadership of morality.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about leadership of morality and God, even culture, by the way, all this was, this is God's initiative. You know, culture is actually God who started this. But you know, as human beings, there is a way so much we are bent towards the negative than the positive. God intended us actually to celebrate our cultures in a positive way, to achieve a lot. But you find that again, as people who come in and then we pervert. Obviously, we know with the inclination, you know where all this comes from the
fallen
other.
Nature.
Exactly, fallen nature of humanity. And this is actually what is influencing us. So, yes.
And I got surprised when I look in the Bible, it's not much emphasized and put forth when we are taught the Bible in the church. But in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that the Messiah, I call him Yeshua in his Hebrew name, but most of the people refer to him as Jesus Christ. He appeared and nations were surrounding him, literally gathering to follow his vibration.
Yes.
And these nations, they were tribes. Are you listening? They were kings. They were tongues. You see? But now, for us to identify with Christ, we all... it's not bad to learn English. I have nothing against that. But the fact that even our kings, our cultures, our tribes and our tongues, we are following the Messiah. They were part of the congregation. They said it was 24,000 coming from the Israel, the nation of Israel. And then the other were nations.
The nations.
Millions and millions of them. In their tongues, in their tribes, in their... Oh, so you mean our kings are going to be there?
Yes.
Our cultures are going to be there.
Exactly.
Our nations are going to be there. Our tongues are going to be there.
Yes.
When we talk about culture, what are we talking about? We're talking about the dance, the music. So is it going to be there?
Exactly, the well-being of people. Okay. You know, all of us actually were created in a unique way.
The intentions of God for culture was positive.
Because positive.
Even he will redeem that positive part of it to bring it to himself. But now we need to start to highlight that. Yeah? Continue, please.
Yes.
Well, highlight that and allow it to take over, to put more light on our cultural behaviors rather than,
Exactly. If our leaders actually can pick this, highlight the positive, and then we run with the positive, it will actually be embraced. But if we are only, drumming and running and whatever after the negative, and we don't want, we are all this rigged, or we just want popularity, I have seen, just as you said, some of the politicians. Actually, yes, I know there are some political leaders who are really morally up. But some of them actually, they do dubious deals and all this, and these are some of the people who are usually elected. And so it is the same even in the cultural arena or platforms. You find the people who have imposed themselves there, when you look actually, you dig deep, their foundation and their moral values really are wanting.
It's all about chicken.
Exactly. And yet these are now the people who are the custodians of culture. These are the people who are influencing culture. So if really we have these custodians who have, I can say, rotten values and all this, and yet they are the ones we are expecting to, to get the positive out of it. So I think even our culture, as we get the leaders, that should be so much be emphasized. As we get people, we must know the people actually we are getting as our leaders, or either cultural leaders and what. And that actually has taken us a little back, because as a people's group, Burma serve up to now, we don't have our cultural leaders don't recognize the some, fightings. It's the same thing. Instead of uniting for good, we are just scrambling for leadership. And this, even it comes with the, negative connotations, negative impact. And it has actually, and some of this that we are looking at. Yes.
Now, I want to discuss the last incident that happened. For those of you watching us, you're on Mindset Media Radio. And here on Mindset Media Radio, we are discussing how can we improve the Obama Saba culture by improving and taking out the negative and bringing in the positive. Because the Obama Saba culture is very, very rich. And one of the rich areas and dimension we have discovered that is the Kadodi and the period in which they have the Imbalu session. Now, there's an incident that took place in Imbale around, was it the 11th of... 11th of the event that we had, and there was a displaying of different cultures. Who was the spearheader of that, the organizer?
Since we are on media, I would not want to maybe mention their names. Somebody can actually, but there's something that happened, and it has caused uproar. There are many people who have actually, there are two sides. There are those who are pro and there are those who are, against. And it has a little, it's now all over in the entire country.
Yeah. It has become a hot cake.
Yes.
And what I know is that this message will be continued in the next part.